You gotta be in some dire straits to start shouting at the top of your lungs in a New York City subway car. Here's the story of one man who lost his voice hollering at strangers and then taught other people how to do the same thing. Here's reporter Ben James.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do not want any money from you, but I would really appreciate...
Meticulously shaven, a clean collared shirt and fine leather shoes, Richard McLaughlin doesn't quite fit the bill for New York desperate.
This is not about me. It's about all of us here in this climate emergency that we are in. I'm an elderly man now with 5 grandchildren, and their lives...
Brooklyn to Upper Manhattan, above and underground, steeped in the subway din, McLaughlin delivers a crushing litany of food shortages, forest fires, more and bigger storms. He wants to scare his listeners, wake them up, connect them to one another.
Talk to your family and friends, your lovers, your workmates. Talk to complete strangers in the subway car.
Few riders look at McLaughlin directly. They stare at the floor, their phones, waiting for him to be done. Then, at least by New York subway standards, something astonishing occurs.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me, just to know you listened.
Even while some riders applaud, a man on this Q train heading into Brooklyn raises his voice in response. His name is Cape DeVille, and yeah, he's talking about climate change on the subway to strangers. But this might not be exactly what McLaughlin was after.
Oh, I was just saying basically that it's too late now. The things we were supposed to do to fix it, we were supposed to do in the 80s. God is the only one that's going to save us.
A Tuesday night in Bushwick, Brooklyn. McLaughlin teaches members of Extinction Rebellion, that's the climate group he belongs to, how to give their own subway talks. His workshop is part writing craft, part encouragement, and part reflection from a man who's got a genuine knack for preaching the apocalypse.
At some point I thought, there's no Richard, there's just an old white guy standing up in the subway car yelling. And I sort of have this technique, you know, I sit there and I dispense with Richard. And then I stand up and start talking.
Aubrey Reeves Aldrich is one of 9 people in attendance. She says she's aware of the associations people might have about someone who speaks out on the subway.
I'm not afraid to be the crazy person because it's not crazy, it's happening.
Later that night, Aldrich, Arthur Boyle, John Spies, and others give their subway talks for the first time.
The polar ice caps are melting, the oceans are rising and rising and rising. Worldwide crop failure.
We're losing untold thousands of species to extinction. We have migrants.
It's not our fault we inherited a broken system, but we do have a choice.
Sure, it's awkward. These newbies don't yet connect with their audience, at least not the way their mentor does. But McLaughlin is all praise. He knows from experience what it takes to stand up and start shouting that first time.
That was great, man.
Okay.
You've got a really good voice.
It's loud.
You could have gone up quite a lot more.
Okay.
And the people way down the end would have...
McLaughlin and at least some of his students plan to speak on the subway throughout October, while their peers in Extinction Rebellion block traffic and risk arrest in cities around the globe. For NPR News, I'm Ben James.